This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a mostly cloudy sky now at 72 degrees. Israel is on high alert after Hezbollah fired 30 rockets from Lebanon toward northern Israel. The Israeli Defense Forces say no one was hurt. Fox's John Scott tells us more.
The strike comes as Israel braces for a potential major attack from Iran or its proxies in the Middle East. Iran is vowing vengeance for the assassinations of a Hamas and Hezbollah leader a couple of weeks ago. This all coming as Hamas is casting doubt over whether a ceasefire and hostage deal can be reached with Israel. The militant group says it will not attend negotiations scheduled for this Thursday. Instead, it's urging mediators to submit a plan based on the framework President Biden laid out earlier this year.
Israel's military is issuing evacuation orders in southern Gaza after launching a deadly strike on a school turned into a shelter in northern Gaza. Local health authorities claim at least 80 Palestinians were killed. After exiting the 2024 presidential race, President Biden spoke about the decision in an interview with CBS Sunday Morning. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
President Biden speaking for the first time since he decided to withdraw from the 2024 presidential election. In an interview with CBS News, the president says it was a great honor to serve the country, but had an obligation to maintain democracy and defeat former President Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris is surging in the polls since she took over as the Democratic Party's nominee.
President Biden is set to hit the campaign trail with Vice President Kamala Harris. An Overland Park man is dead after he was hit by a semi-truck in Harvey County Saturday afternoon.
The incident happened just after 3:20 p.m. in the northbound lanes of I-135 at milepost 24. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a vehicle was parked on the right shoulder of the interstate with a man standing in front of it. Due to heavy traffic, the semi was unable to move over to the left lane to pass the stationary vehicle. As the semi drove by, the man ran into the roadway and was struck by the right front corner of the semi. 44-year-old Richard Hall was pronounced dead at the scene. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two people were hospitalized after a motorcycle crash in Park City Sunday near I-135 and 101st Street North. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a motorcycle pulling a small fiberglass trailer, was southbound on I-135 when its rear tire blew, causing the driver to lose control. Both the driver and the passenger were thrown from the motorcycle. The driver, a 49-year-old man from Oklahoma, suffered minor injuries. The passenger, a 46-year-old woman from Montana, was seriously injured. The price of gasoline is coming down once again, with the price of regular unleaded dropping 6 cents in the past 2 weeks for a nationwide average of $3.53. Prices are also 37 cents lower than this time last year. Analyst Trilby Lundberg explains why prices are down this time around.
Usually it is oil that is causing an important change in gasoline, but not in this case. Oil ended up just about at the same spot it was at 2 weeks prior. Instead, it was a correction of supply in the Midwest region after a refinery, which had been down from bad weather, came mostly back up.
Lundberg also says good production levels and stock levels led to the decrease in price. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Stephen Penn. Good morning, 6:08, now 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Paris has closed out 2.5 extraordinary weeks of Olympic sports and emotion with a star-studded show in France's National Stadium. The French capital has handed over hosting duties for the Summer Games to the next city in line, Los Angeles, that will be in 2028. Some tense moments in Paris Sunday.
A man was arrested by Paris police for climbing the Eiffel Tower just hours before the Summer Olympics closing ceremony. The shirtless man was seen climbing the tower just above the Olympic rings that have adorned it during the Summer Games. Police escorted visitors away from the area around 3 p.m. local time, some 15 minutes after the man was spotted. Some people briefly locked on the second floor of the tower were allowed to exit around 30 minutes later. More than 30,000 police officers were deployed around Paris on Sunday. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A police officer in Ferguson, Missouri was injured in an assault outside the city's police station during a protest. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
Travis Brown remains in the hospital while his police chief claims that hostile treatment is not necessarily uncommon for police officers in Ferguson, Missouri, and it hasn't been since Michael Brown's death back in 2014. So Chief Doyle says Officer Brown is fighting for his life in the hospital with a severe brain injury. He was knocked down. That happened while officers attempted to make arrest after protesters broke a fencing outside the police department. The protest marked 10 years since Michael Brown's death. A white police officer shot and killed Brown during a confrontation. The Department of Justice investigated that shooting and found that it was legally justified.
Two other officers were hurt and treated at the scene. One suspect was charged with assault of a special victim, resisting arrest, and property damage. The campaign of former President Donald Trump says it was hacked and blames bad actors in Iran.
The Trump campaign made its assertion Saturday night that Iran was behind the release of internal documents. No specific evidence of Iran's responsibility has come from the campaign. This incident comes just days after U.S. intelligence said it had seen some escalation by Iran to interfere with the November election. The National Security Council said in a statement it takes interference threats seriously and has deferred any further comment to the Justice Department. Iran's mission to the United Nations says it denies any link to a hack of any U.S. campaign. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The traffic conditions this morning, well, you can see it on some of the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there. We've got some rain in the area, some spotty rain. Right now, it's kind of affecting east and northeast Wichita, that sort of area. You can definitely see rain coming down there. In the north part of town, there was rain not too long ago and looks fairly dry, so it's drying out quickly when it does come down. But yeah, going to see some slippery conditions out there here and there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Some shower and storm chances stick around into the start of the new week. For our Monday, though, only a 10% chance, mostly to partly cloudy skies and a warmer afternoon as we get up to a high of 90 degrees. A southeast breeze going to be light, switching out of the east at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 72 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
It's not a very big area of showers, but from what the radar is indicating, it goes sort of from Wichita up the turnpike toward El Dorado and Augusta over there, Augusta, I guess. And it's moving right on to the east, right on out of the area. The bigger picture shows a large area of showers that moved through here hours ago, and it's gone down into northeast Oklahoma, southeast Kansas, and moving basically to south-southeast. So 20% chance for rain or whatever, and we already got handled kind of a wet weekend anyway. Today is Monday, August 12th. We had a rainy day across south-central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was 81 degrees, normal high 92. Now get this, the official rainfall at Eisenhower Airport, 0.01, 1/100th of an inch. We certainly got more than that in Riverside. I don't know in your part of town, but I was out for about 20 minutes running someplace, and when I got back, Shelley said, you know, we had a downpour here in our neighborhood. And, it was just very spotty. That's the point I'm trying to make. Whatever it was, very spotty. On this date in 1936, remember the heat wave? Wichita reached its all-time record high of 114 degrees. Mm. This had been the sixth straight day of 100-degree-plus heat and the fourth straight day in which the temperature had reached or exceeded 110 degrees. That's 4 days in a row. Wow. Overall, Wichita recorded triple-digit heat each afternoon from August 7th to the 26th, a span of 20 days. This, too, is a record for the city in terms of consecutive days on which the high had reached exceeded 100 degrees. That must have been one heck of a heat wave. 1936, right in the middle of the Depression. All right, see, today's, as I said, August 12th. And it was on this date in 1867, President Andrew Johnson sparked a move to impeach him as he defied Congress by suspending Secretary of War Edwin M. Stanton, with whom he had clashed over Reconstruction policies. Johnson was acquitted by the Senate. That's a cabinet position, isn't it? I guess since he had been approved by the Senate, that he was it wasn't right for him to be suspended by the president.
Well, they were looking for reasons to get Johnson out.
Johnson was not very popular.
They didn't like him. That's putting it mildly.
Yeah.
Congress hated President Johnson. They wanted him out.
U.S. health officials approving a first nasal spray to treat severe allergic reactions, offering an alternative to injectable products like EpiPen. Food and Drug Administration said Friday it approved the spray as an emergency treatment for adults and older children experiencing life-threatening allergic reactions. So instead of having yourself some sort of little shot, maybe you get a nasal spray. That would be handy. Be very good. All right, the women's basketball team won their eighth straight Olympic gold, beating France in a nail-biter yesterday, 67-66.
One point, yeah.
Yeah. Three more golds in the track and field, and one in women's cycling, the final gold medal tout. Team USA 40, China 40. That's the gold. Japan 20, Australia 18. And host country France finished in fifth place with 16. Now, America's women crushed it this year, winning 54% of our medals. The men snagged 41% of them, and 5% came in mixed events. So it's in the Olympics is in the history books now, and we look forward to 2028.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles.
Next time, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California.
4 years.
And the last one was 1980?
84.
Was it 84?
Yeah.
Right.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at lead-off sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, the 84 Olympics. Of course, no Soviets.
No Soviets.
That one, just like this Olympics, there were no Russians.
Well, they ought to behave themselves if they want to go to the Olympics.
Let's take a look at minor league baseball to start out with. The Wichita Wind Surge finishing up a week in Corpus Christi at Whataburger Field. 2,900 fans at the game yesterday as the Wichita Wind Surge taking on the bottom team in the Texas League, the Corpus Christi Hooks. Big win for Wichita, 10-1. Six Wichita pitchers combine on a four-hitter and get 12 strikeouts along the way. Wind Surge has won 6 of 9. They took 4 out of 6 in this series in Corpus Christi. Off day today for Wichita, coming back home for a week at home starting tomorrow downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Only 18 home games remain for Wichita. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals, after a very rare off day on a Sunday, get back at it tonight. They're on the road this week. First stop, Minneapolis. Visit with the Minnesota Twins in a three-game series starting at 6:30 tonight. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH between these two division rivals. The Royals right now with a 2.5-game lead for a wild card spot over the Seattle Mariners in the American League with 44 games to go. However, going up to Minneapolis has not been a good setup for the Royals recently. Kansas City has lost 16 of its last 18 on the road in Minnesota.
Against the Twins?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they need to
figure that one out.
Take care of that. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to another Major League action yesterday in Milwaukee. The Cincinnati Reds visiting the first-place Milwaukee Brewers. Tie game. Look who's at the plate. The cleanup hitter for the Reds, former Wichita Wind Surge outfielder Spencer Steer. The action on Bally Sports Ohio.
Steer lifts to left. Curio going back. Hops in front of the wall and bumps into the fence. Espinal tag and score. De La Cruz tag claims third. A tie-breaking sack fly from Spencer Steer. He's got 69 ribbies, and the Reds have a 4-3 lead.
And that would be the final score. So that was the game winner right there.
Yeah.
Steer with a 385 on base percentage in the past week. 69 runs driven in, as you heard. That's in the top 12 in the National League. Cincinnati snaps a two-game losing streak with that win. Let's go to the Olympics, and it did not end without some controversy. An American gymnast stripped of her bronze medal.
USA Gymnastics says during the appeal process regarding this matter, Childs has been subjected to hurtful and baseless attacks on social media. Childs indicated that she's saddened by this situation. She has posted broken heart emojis to her Instagram story. She also wrote, "I am taking this time and removing myself from social media for my mental health. Thank you." So how did this all start? Well, initially, Childs finished the women's floor exercise in fifth place. But USA Gymnastics and her coach quickly submitted an inquiry into the judge's decision, arguing that her difficulty score should have been higher, especially regarding a leap she performed that involved a split in the air while rotating 540 degrees.
We're talking there about American gymnast Jordan Childs, and they stripped her of her bronze medal. And that was Fox's Christina Coleman with that report.
I guess I don't understand.
Well, it has to do with judging.
Okay.
And whether or not you can appeal and whether or not that appeal can be upheld or overturned.
Okay.
Apparently, and it's some deal where it has to all be done in under 60 seconds, and the ruling was made in 64 seconds. So they went 4 seconds over, and they...
No wonder people are mad.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's...
I'll tell you, the way they let people box and this kind of crap, they run by a bunch of yahoos or what?
Yeah, so it's an unfortunate situation when stuff like that can't get worked out in a fair manner. So that's what's going on there. Happy birthday today to a absolute legend, Lynette Woodard.
Yeah. Yeah.
65 years old today, one of the great athletes of all time to ever come out of the city of Wichita. As a player, 2 state titles at Wichita North High School, and in college, a 4-time All-American at KU. For many years, for decades, she was the all-time leading scorer in college women's basketball. And, of course, the first female player ever to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. She's in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Once again, an absolute sports legend, Lynette Woodard. It's her birthday, Wichita's own. She is 65 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:21 now, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Following plant-based diet can be good for your health. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Monday morning, 72 degrees. Special visitors are in Wichita today. Boeing's new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, will be hosted by U.S. Senator Jerry Moran. Boeing is reacquiring Spirit AeroSystems for $8.3 billion. Senator Moran tells KNSS News Boeing Chairman of the Board Steve Mollenkopf is also invited to be here.
Please come to Wichita. Wichita needs to hear and see what your plans are. You need to meet with employees. You need to get acquainted with the community. You need to demonstrate a commitment as Boeing to Kansas.
Spirit is Wichita's largest employer.
A body was found as firefighters battled a house fire Saturday morning in South Wichita in the 1200 block of South Market. First responders finding flames in a 3-story building, which had been boarded up. Crews located a person inside who was dead at the scene. Fire officials say the death appears to be unrelated to the fire.
The Wichita City Council will return to their regularly scheduled Tuesday morning meeting after a Thursday night meeting last week. The council will discuss a proposed ethics ordinance that would replace the city's code of ethics for elected and appointed officials. The council will also discuss changes recommended by the Wichita Police Department to improve animal services procedures and ordinances. The council will hear more public comments on the proposed 2025 city budget.
After Tuesday, the public will have just one more time to do this, and that is next Tuesday, August 20th.
The price of gasoline coming down once again. The price of regular unleaded dropping 6 cents during the past couple of weeks. Nationwide average of $3.53. Prices are also 37 cents lower than this time last year. Here's analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Right now, the high average in our survey was San Francisco Bay at 464, and the low was Jackson, Mississippi, 294. Between those, we have Denver at 333, Long Island 341, and Indianapolis 354.
Typically, oil causes the change in price, but Lundberg says a Midwest refinery coming back online after being shut down because of bad weather led to the price decrease.
Democrats are pushing back against Republican claims that Vice President Kamala Harris is not answering media questions about her policies.
Both men on the Republican ticket, former President Donald Trump and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, have claimed Vice President Harris is dodging the media when it comes to the policies behind her run for the White House. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar said on ABC's This Week, "It's only been 3 weeks for the vice president as a candidate, and there's a debate coming in September."
To me, that is going to be a premier moment where you're going to see these very different visions for the country and very different people.
After a recent rally, Vice President Harris answered some media questions, saying her policies will be released in the coming days. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Some shower and storm chances stick around into the start of the new week. For our Monday, though, only a 10% chance, mostly to partly cloudy skies and a warmer afternoon as we get up to a high of 90 degrees. A southeast breeze going to be light, switching out of the east at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronell Williams.
And now mostly cloudy, 72 degrees, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330. KNSS. 6:34 here on this Monday morning. Hey, how would you like to go to the Wichita Gun and Knife Show hosted by Max Shows? It's September 14th and 15th at Century 2. And we have a couple of tickets you could win this morning. All you have to do is text MAC MAC to the number 20357. And this is open until 11 o'clock this morning, so why don't you give it a try? Text MAC MAC to the number 20357. You could be going to the Wichita Gun and Knife Show September 14th and 15th at Century 2. August 12th, Ted Woodward, the first day of the week.
Yes.
On this date in 1981, IBM introduced its first personal computer, the model 5150, at a press conference in New York.
The old 5150.
The old 5150, probably about as big as a table. No. It was a personal computer. A little smaller then. What's going on here? Okay. Carmel by the Sea in California. Maybe finally getting street addresses. Is that the one that Clint Eastwood was mayor of? Carmel by the Sea, yeah. For a century, the city of 3,300 residents identified their homes with signs with whimsical names like Neverland, Dreamcatcher, and Pinch Me. Or descriptions such as San Antonio 3SE of 9th. In July, the city council voted 3-2 to move forward with a plan to assign street numbers. But the initiative has stirred opposition among many longtime residents because, including the mayor who voted against the measure, apparently they liked their quaint little village that way.
Oh, yeah, it's something different.
Yeah.
And it's something they've been doing.
I'm sure everybody there has a lot of money. In fact, I've been there.
That's true.
Been there. And Shelley and my son and his family and Shelly and I kind of walked down through there at some of the shops and just looked in the windows because we knew we couldn't afford anything in there. Wow. It is just a nice little place, though. You remember that rare orange lobster that made the headlines that was donated to the University of New England last year? It's become a mother.
Oh!
Two more than a dozen orange babies.
Oh!
Because now, those orange lobsters are very rare, and supposedly the odds are about 1 in 30 million of finding an orange lobster.
Well, that's
longer odds for finding any egg-bearing females.
And yet,
there you go.
She has defied the odds.
She has. KNSSradio.com. You can see more about
her. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. She's orange. Coming up just 1 hour from now, Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, will be with us this morning. So looking forward to that. See what we had this week. Anything exciting on your
schedule over the weekend, Ted? Anything going on?
I sang at Mass yesterday morning. I got up at 1 in the morning, both Saturday and Sunday, and watched the Olympic Marathon live from Paris.
That's right. That's one of your favorites.
I really enjoyed that. They started out in central Paris. They ran all the way to Versailles, and then they ran back into Paris. It was just a great course.
So Versailles is how far from Paris then?
It's like 14 miles.
14 miles, yeah.
Outside of town, yeah.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool.
It was pretty scenic, huh?
Oh, it was great. I really enjoyed that, so I spent the wee hours of both days of the weekend doing that.
Okay.
And then I watched the closing ceremony yesterday.
Closing
afternoon.
Ceremonies, yeah.
So I guess my weekend was kind of Olympic-filled.
I guess my most exciting thing with the weekend was mowing my grass. Saturday, before the rain came, because the rain did come after I got through, but I could see it was holding off. And Shelly says, you better get out there and trim that grass. We're going to do it. So I did. And I mowed and mowed. I got to the back garage over there. So I had the front half done, Ted. Got to the back. Bang, this little cable broke.
Oh, no. On the mower?
Yeah, that holds the little thing you do like this with to engage the power. So now I'm stuck.
Uh-oh.
Took a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can show it to you. Took it over to Mel at Rental Ranch, and I said, Mel, look at this. Do you still sell snapper?
Mel's open on Sunday?
No, this is Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay. Sorry.
And he doesn't handle snapper anymore because he stopped making them.
Okay. So it's...
He's a steel guy now. But
right.
Anyway, he said, I might have something. He goes in the back, and here's this little cable. Ready to go. He had the part.
Well...
When do you have the part in stock anywhere? For anything.
Because usually the answer is... I'll have to order it from South Korea. It'll be here in six weeks.
Yeah. So we go out back in the back, and he's got an old snapper just like mine back there. I'll show you how to do this. He shows me how to put this thing on, how to install it.
Boom. Problem solved.
Something on this end, something on that. And he looks at me and he says, I think even you might be able to do this. Mel knows me.
Was he right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I took it home, and Shelly and I went out there and fixed it up and mowed the rest of my grass.
Look at you.
Very satisfied.
Getting things done on the weekend.
DIY, I'm terrible. I can't do anything. But we got that one fixed. And thank you, Mel. He's one of my favorites. Mel at the Rental Ranch. 6:39 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning. Here's another favorite for you.
Here's another guy. Oh, yeah.
Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, Friday, the cattle complex started the session on the negative side, but closed with large triple-digit gains. Some live cattle contracts made new lows for the week before bouncing higher. Most of the feeder cattle actually scored a second straight session of new contract lows before they bounced higher. And Friday morning, there was no new bullish news to support our extremely oversold cattle complex. Now, lean hog futures traded mixed and closed positive. On the close, October live cattle, $3.12 higher, 181.15. October, $3.77 higher, 239.77. And October, lean hogs, 35 cents higher, 73.97. Now, finally, China and an unknown destination bought U.S. soybeans on Friday. Now, it did not help the soybean futures as they and the corn made new contract lows and closed negative. Now, wheat futures closed on the positive side, and last week, September KC wheat lost 6 cents, December corn lost 8 cents, November beans lost 25 cents for the week. Now, overnight, the corn and the soybean futures made more new contract lows, and this morning at 11 o'clock is the monthly USDA supply and demand report. At the moment, September Kansas City wheat 9 cents lower, 545, December corn down a penny and a quarter, 393 and three quarters, November soybeans down 4 3/4 at 9.97 3/4. September crude oil 85 cents higher, 77.69. December gold up $5.70 at $2,479. September S&P up 11 points at 5,381. September dollar index 10 cents higher, 103.05. And September Dow Jones futures up 48 points at 39,688. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, give me a rain update for Augusta over the weekend. How'd you do?
Well, nothing to brag about. Yesterday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, we got about 10 hundredths. Early this morning, we got about another 10 hundredths, and that's been it.
Well, not a lot. It was, and it was pretty spotty, too, wasn't it?
Yes, and most of this estate, you know, south, you know, along the Kansas-Oklahoma border, southeast Kansas, you know, it didn't really work that far north for us.
Have you seen anything about what's happened out in the western part of the state as far as rainfall or over the weekend?
It's been spotted what places, and most of it was in the southern part that didn't get anything. So pretty much missed most of it.
All right. Thank you, Tom, as always. By the way, Sunday. No, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, Sunday afternoon. I grilled some fillets from Yoder Meat on my grill out back.
Oh, boy.
My little charcoal grill. Tasty. Good old,
I bet they were.
Good old Kansas beef.
Nice.
You can't beat it.
No, you can't. Thank you, Tom. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP. The Money Tracker is waiting in the wings.
Oh.
Retirement confidence is on the rise, he says.
Uh-huh.
That's Don Grant coming up with Stephen 10 on KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, 6:48 on this Monday morning, 72 degrees. Three big things.
Three.
National gasoline prices dropped 6 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks.
Two.
Pedestrian from Overland Park killed when hit by a truck in Harvey County.
One.
Boeing top executives visit Wichita in advance of Boeing reacquiring Spirit Aerosystems. Three big things, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing that the rain has passed through the Wichita area, and so traffic conditions back to normal. And what's normal this time of morning is those traffic volumes are starting to pick up, starting to see more and more traffic on the roadways out there here in the Wichita area. Lots of traffic right now eastbound on Kellogg, right around Meridian. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
20% chance for morning rain, then mostly sunny today with a high of 89 degrees. 60% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 70. And for Tuesday, 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 92 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. Southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. And 72 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Police in a Los Angeles suburb will soon be enforcing law and order in electric vehicles.
It's Fox Wheels.
A city in California unveiling the nation's first all-electric vehicle police fleet. South Pasadena rolling out 20 new Teslas to replace the city's gas-powered police cruisers. It says to help protect public health and fight climate change through reducing emissions and saving taxpayers in the long term on energy costs. Though with questions about long-term performance in emergency situations, we'll keep you posted. The Biden administration's multi-billion-dollar electric school bus program, a bust. It was designed to deliver almost 2,500 electric school buses to hundreds of districts in all 50 states. But the program's only produced 60 buses in 3 years, with dozens of school districts opting out, citing insane costs for EV buses, about $370,000, more than three times what a gas-powered bus costs. Also, performance issues, especially in cold climates. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A positive close on Wall Street Friday as investors await big reports on the economy this week.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher for the day but lower for the week, with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 looking at a fourth straight week of declines. This week was the most volatile of the year on Wall Street after a disappointing July jobs report last week fueled concerns about a slowing economy. Eli Lilly stock rose 5% after many Wall Street firms raised the price of its shares after the pharma giant delivered a blockbuster earnings report. In addition, Morgan Stanley also made the stock a top pick. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Amgen. The Dow rising 51 points, the NASDAQ higher by 85, S&P 500 up 25. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Colleges large and small in the U.S. are cutting programs and eliminating majors to make ends meet. Among their budget challenges, federal COVID relief money is expiring. Operational costs are rising. And fewer high school graduates are going straight to college. Retirement confidence is on the rise, says Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
The average expected retirement age went from 66 to 65 over the past year. That, according to a Schwab study, also found that the anxiety surrounding inflation and market volatility have subsided in the past year. The study of 1,000 U.S. 401k participants show that the percentage of workers who saw inflation as an obstacle fell from 62% to 58%. And the investors who saw market volatility as a big obstacle to retirement fell from 42% to 36% in that same time period. One thing the study uncovered is near and dear to my retirement philosophy. That's sources of ongoing income other than Social Security. A number of workers seek other income streams in retirement. Now, the data from the study says it is at odds with the message voters keep hearing from many running for office in 2024. They continue to insist that the economy is in a poor state. In reality, Americans are pouring money into the stock market at their highest allocations ever. This has been stoked by the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ's performance in 2024, in spite of a few burps along the way. American workers still think that they will need to save $1.8 million for retirement, and on average, they expect their savings to last 23 years in retirement. Without growth or taxes, that $1.8 million, that's just a bit more than $78,000 per year. That's close to the 2022 median U.S. income of $74,000. How close are average American workers' retirement savings to that goal? Well, the Fed calculated average retirement account balances for individuals as of last year. Ages 45 to 54 have an average retirement balance of about $313,000. Those 55 to 64 are at about $538,000. And 65 to 75-year-olds, about $609,000. They may have other accounts, assets of value, and perhaps a pension that can mitigate the need for the bulk of their income to come from their retirement accounts. And if invested properly and prudently, they have the opportunity to continue to grow and create more income. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Oh, thank you, Don. Today is National Vinyl Record Day. Whether it's the Beatles, Elvis Presley, the Monkees, Johnny Cash, or the Bee Gees, vinyl records have a sound all their own. Many will agree that vintage vinyl is as classic as the bands themselves. This day encourages listening to all kinds of music on vinyl records. Ted, do you have any?
I have a bunch in my basement.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where'd you get them? Just collecting them over the years?
Over the years, yeah. Especially back in the day before things were digital.
We have a pretty good collection as well, and we actually have a turntable we set back up a couple of years ago, so Shelly can listen to them while she's in there working on the computer. Listen to those vinyl records. How about that? Of course, the technology has changed over the years, and now I can't play a CD in my new car, so I have to come up with something on the internet.
But yeah, there's still nothing like that record album, that LP, that you actually go to the store and you have all that nice cover art and information in the album. But
yeah. All right, National Vinyl Record Day. Stephen, 10 in the morning here, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, top of the hour news coming up here. We have Israel on high alert after a rocket attack from Lebanon. And Biden and Harris hit the campaign trail together. Ted Woodward Sports coming up as well here in the 7 o'clock hour with Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.